T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bradfo Show.
That's my open?
That's what they used to call me, Swivel Hit Bradfo.
That's my open. I'm okay. Waiting for you to justify your stupid opinion.
Bradfo Show.
That's delicious.
Waking up energized after a hard day, like, dude, what's next? Yeah, loving on my kids more. Got more energy. You know what I'm saying? Chosen say, Daddy. We going to Charlotte? I said, no, son. It's over with. We got another place we're going to. We're going north.
All right, that's Cam Newton. I think it's Cam Newton. Not positive. Brian Barrett alongside till 1 o'clock, then till 4. The coveted 5-hour shift today, right? Is that 5?
Yeah.
I got to get out the abacus.
Yep. All right. 11 to 4, yeah. Hours.
All right. Like you had to think about it. All right, Brian Barrett's jumped on in. So I asked you in the break, did you enjoy the first ever roundtable of the baseball season?
I did. I'm getting fired up. I thought a little high on the Red Sox, though. Winning the
Both those guys are high on the Red Sox. That's nothing wrong with that.
I thought I was high on the Red Sox.
I mean, 15 home runs for Chavis.
Yeah, World Series. Sox are going back to the World Series.
I mean, we don't know. Anything could happen. Like, who knows? Like, that's a former major league player. He knows a little bit something about baseball. So you should pay heed there, Brian.
Oh, I was paying attention. So, Rob, by the way, so yesterday they didn't have crowd noise because the other day I saw some of the, I believe you had a video out of.
I think Mike Petralia had it and I just retweeted.
You retweeted, okay. So I saw the experiment with the fake crowd noise and then yesterday there's no crowd noise?
No, they're taking it easy. They're easing it in.
Yeah. I felt like it was a little delayed too, the crowd noise. Did you?
Well, I think, like I said to those guys, Ron Renicki was saying how they want to make it fair. Like, it's not just positive crowd noise. And I'm like, you can't do that. You can't have boos because the players will hate it. The players.
You're getting booed at home.
And the poor person whose job it is to, like, actually decipher when you do it and when you don't, they're going to be, like, worse than the official score, giving a guy a bad error.
Like, well, yeah, and then, like, to your point about the road team, you could just come up with, like, taunts and stuff that you were using as your fake crowd noise. But, hey, by the way, congratulations. I told you the other night after your show, so I didn't tell you on the air. Congratulations for starting the conversation about the face of Boston sports.
I'm the straw that stirs a drink.
Yeah, that's all over the place now. Everybody's talking about that.
It is, really is all over the place.
Bogarts, man.
He got him on the air, didn't it?
Yeah, he was on the air.
Did you hear him on OMF? Did you hear that interview? If you didn't.
No, I did, yeah. But the one thing I'll say about that, Rob, is to your point about him being the leader and the face of Boston sports, the one thing that Bogart said, how about when he mentioned the pitching staff? He said,
we could be better.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to work on his
Making my point, he's honest. Like, that's what we want. We want – that goes a long way. If you're honest –
to a certain point, right? We wouldn't want Tom Brady to say after game, well, the offensive line could have been better.
No, yeah, I would. I absolutely would.
Yeah, we in the media would, but you don't want that as your teammate, right?
Sure.
If you were an offensive lineman, you want to be like, wait,
did you listen? So I had referenced this after the interview. Christian Fourier said, I like to say I'm paraphrasing, but I think it was the exact words, where he says, before the interview, I would say no way. after the interview, I say absolutely when it comes to Bogaerts. And I think that struck a chord because it showed you that not only Christian Fourier had heard Xander Bogaerts a whole lot, and he wasn't alone. Like, that's part of the problem when I'm trying to make this argument for Xander Bogaerts. Guys like him aren't out there enough. He doesn't do the Tom Brady or the press conference or the Cam Newton Instagram stuff.
Right.
This is just, and that's why, this is why I agree with Brian James back there, which is, if it's football, you are always going to jump to the head of the line. But we're not going to get anywhere in terms of the Cam Newton versus to Xander Bogaerts conversation about the face of Boston sports, because part of my priorities or prerequisite is you have to have played for at least a good chunk of time in Boston to be identified as this guy. And Cam Newton hasn't taken one snap. I know in your mind he has. I know after watching that Instagram video last night, you were like,
I don't like that
Super Bowl.
As much as
oh, you don't?
No.
You don't really?
No.
Why? Because he's spitting and sweating and...
I'm kind of getting sick and tired of the same themes.
Oh, wow. This is a turn. This is news.
No, I'm still very high, as I've made it abundantly clear, on the Cam Newton signing, Rob. I'm very high on the Cam Newton signing. I believe it's going to work, but it's the same theme every time. And I'm kind of getting irritated.
What do you want him to do? Break off into a Disney song?
No, I don't want that. I just don't want to keep hearing about his damn ex. I don't care about the Carolina Panthers anymore. That's over. That part of your life is done.
Not for him.
Yes, it is. Put it in the back burner, okay? You just went from one of the worst franchises in the NFL to the Patriots, all right? Let's focus on this now.
I
like him using it as motivation, but I don't have to keep being reminded about it.
I do find it fascinating, like, actually breaking down what he says.
Yeah,
can I read it to you again?
Yeah.
All right, ready? I'm going to read it to you again. I did this before. There's a lot of conversation all over social media about who did it better, me or Cam Newton. But maybe the second time I'll improve. All right, here we go. You know what makes this different? They've never seen this Cam. They've never seen him. You know how I know? They've never seen him. The forgotten Cam. The expletive on Cam. The tired of sick of being tired Cam. It felt like I was just left to die. It's over for him. He's not the same player. I love it. I adore it. I admire it. I want to taste it. I want everything about it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never seen that me. Waking up energized after a hard day saying, what's next? Loving on my kids more, got more energy. Children say, daddy, 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 we going to Charlotte? I say, no, son, it's over with. We've got another place we're going to. We're going north.
There we go. At least he said that at the end, we're going north.
The way we're going north is a t-shirt.
That is a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Get that going, Rob.
Nobody knows t-shirts more than me, but we're going north as a t-shirt. Absolutely. And then he starts walking away like he's walking north.
Yeah. So he's walking all the way here.
Yes. Would you put it past him?
Probably not. I mean, the guy's got an amazing physique. There's no doubt about that. But the one thing I'm interested in is how much is he paying the dude that is like in
charge? That's a great question.
Because he owns like YouTube channel and all this stuff. So he's got the guys that travel around with him. But are they just on call? Is Cam like, hey, I'm doing a nighttime workout. I need you guys here at 9. Do they just show up after the workout? Is there certain parts of the workout they have to be there for? Because remember, they have to edit this and they have to turn it all around. Like, this is edited really well. He's always got the black and white, which I think is a good little... what do you even call that? Filter for your Instagram? I like the fact that
it's called black. You can just film in black and white.
Yeah,
I could do that on my camera.
Right? Oh, you on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I like the fact. I kind of like
this is a phone. This is a camera.
Right. Well, don't you like the black and white rather than it just being like everybody else's Instagram?
Sure.
I kind of like that. The only thing I don't like is the font. But this guy's got to get more gigs, is what I'm saying, Rob. I don't know how long Cam's going to be able to hold on to this guy, because Cam's Instagram is like the most discussed
Instagram
in the country.
It's one thing to say, hey, Joe Camera Guy, come out to the field. I'm going to be throwing some passes to N'Keal Harry and to Devin Asiasi or Mohamed Sanu. It's another thing to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to go for this 3-mile run. Hang here.
Yeah.
You know, hang here, because when I get back, you got to make sure I'm panting and I'm spitting. And you got to catch the moment. And he did. You're right. I mean, he nailed it.
Yeah, or like hey, we're working out for 3 hours, so I need you to film the entire workout and then make sure you're here after to get my reaction to the workout. So don't miss any of the workout, but make sure you're here for the reaction as well. Because Are these premeditated, like when he's working out? Remember the one where
I think they're just candid shots. Of course they're premeditated.
Okay, so the guy knows exactly when he's going
to
Okay.
All right. You think it's like walking by?
No, I'm not talking about the one last night, but the one that when he's in the weight room and he's
they're all premeditated.
So he tells him, hey, this is when I'm going to start
yelling.
They're
all premeditated. He's like, I'm going to be working out today. We're going to do one of these things.
I want it to be hope.
He knows how to spit too. I'm not condoning spitting because nobody should be spitting right now. Baseball players get like a $750,000 fine for leaving your hotel room and spitting.
I wanted to hold out some hope that maybe some of this was he did it in the spur of the moment. Like he started yelling in the spur of the moment.
What are you talking about?
I just was holding out hope that maybe a couple of these it was like spur of the moment stuff. But Rob, you don't notice the theme that he's always talking about the Panthers and all this? They've left me for dead.
Why do you ask me?
He literally
you're asking me the question. I've already said, yes, of course. Yes, I've acknowledged that he's always talking about the Panthers. That's his thing. And he's not only going to be starting. He's only going to keep talking about it because he signed a contract for veterans minimum that he can be franchised. He signed a crappy contract. And the reason he signed that crappy contract, his payment is showing the Panthers what's what. That's what that is. That's his payment.
Yeah. He just wants to prove to the Panthers that they messed up and they got the wrong guy. They shouldn't have gone after Teddy Bridgewater. They shouldn't have kept him. This Instagram, though, the whole account is putting a lot of pressure on Newton.
Well, that's another part of this, Brian. And that's Brian Barrett. I'm Rob Bradford. That's another part of this is that we have no idea if he can play quarterback. And don't get me like, of course, he was an MVP and it's 2018 and blah, 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 blah. No, it's like we have no idea like what kind of quarterback he is.
Right. You can say, all right, we can predict what we think is going to happen based on past performances, but.
Or how he's going to fit into the system.
How is he going to fit New England, et cetera. And that's why I say like this Instagram account, he has completely fired up the fan base.
Yeah.
Everybody has bought into him hook, line, and sinker, and credit for him and his social media people for doing that. But this fan base is going to turn on him so rapidly if the Patriots start off the season 2-2 and the offense looks like it has some of the same problems it did last year. Heck, the organization is pushing him, Rob. They had a hype video the other day about Cam Newton where you had media members like complimenting the Patriots signing Cam Newton.
Well, what do you think the Buccaneers did? The Buccaneers were, you talk about whatever the Patriots did. You talk about whatever Cam Newton did. The initial off-season social media foray that was sort of your marking your territory. The Buccaneers, every single thing, every single moment of every single day was something to do with Tom Brady.
Well, the Bucs is different though, right? Because if you think about the Bucs, last year half their stadium was empty for home games, right? And it's probably going to be that way this year, maybe even less than that because of COVID-19. But immediately when Brady goes there, you're selling all these tickets. You're selling all this merchandise. There's actual interest in the team. Even if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers suck with Brady, that deal was completely worth it because, first of all, Jameis threw north of 30 interceptions, but they were an irrelevant franchise in their own market. So just signing Brady, just getting Brady to commit to your organization makes you relevant again. So
sure.
In my mind, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, this is just completely a business decision. If Brady can play quarterback, great. Maybe take you on a deep run, but just from a business level, for the Glazer family, the owners of the team, they've already hit a home run.
But I will say this, and we'll get to this. We're going to take a call, and then we're going to go to a break. But after the break, I want to talk to you about we talk about the perception of Tom Brady and how he was kicking the butt of the Patriots, of Bill Belichick in the offseason, like in terms of perception, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the tide has turned, and I'm not talking about Belichick, but like the quarterback for the New England Patriots. I'm not talking Hoyer or Stidham. The quarterback for the New England Patriots has said, who has gotten all those people, those New England Patriots fans who were saying, I'm going to root for Tom Brady and not the Patriots going forward, come on over here just by doing this. He has won the offseason. Before we get to that, let's go to Bill in Rhode Island. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm sorry that I'm whispering. I am actually at a drive-thru funeral procession right now, so I have to kind of keep my voice down while the service is going on. So I apologize about that. Luckily, there's only four cars in line. So I wanted to talk about baseball if possible.
Sure.
I'm actually excited that it's back on. And I understand that they're doing the best they can under the current circumstances to broadcast everything.
All right, so after this break, we're going to be talking more about the Cam Newton and more about Who is winning this battle, Brian Barrett? Who is winning the battle? Him or Tom Brady? Huh?
After the break.
Yeah, you're good at these teases. What do you say?
That's what you were doing.
I'm gonna tell you after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back to Rob Bradford on WEEI.
Scotty doesn't know that Fiona and me do it in my van.
All right, Rob Bradford with you till 1 o'clock. Brian Barrett alongside. He also will be 1 o'clock. Is it weird when I leave? Is it weird when I leave, Brian?
It's only happened once.
I know. Was it weird last week?
No.
Were you like, yes, he's gone. I can take over the one chair once again.
No.
I like dabbling in the two chair, though. The opinion guy.
Yeah, I had fun last week.
Yeah, okay. Good. And I hope you've had fun for the first half hour. We've been talking a lot about Cam Newton. I know that you haven't talked at all about Cam Newton the last couple of weeks, correct?
No. He's on the Patriots?
He's on the Patriots. Yeah. Evidently, he's the face of Boston sports.
He's coming north.
He's walking. That was another thing about that video where he's walking away. So what does the camera guy say? All right, you've walked far enough. Come on back. Take a look at what we shot.
Yeah. You think Cam's in the edit bay, too, after?
No, I think he gets to see the finished product.
And then he says, okay, approved or no?
Yeah, exactly.
I could see him in the edit bay.
What's happened?
Well, you may sit in there, watch it, you know. Some of these actors nowadays that get, like, the ability to be directors and whatnot, you know, Ben Affleck's a director. He's probably a better director than he is an actor.
There's Project Greenlight? It's like, what's going on? What?
I'm just saying, look, there's a lot of details in these posts, Rob.
Okay.
And if you're Cam Newton, I think you want final say.
No, I agree. So far, you've stated a lot of obvious things. A, he's bitter at Carolina, or whatever, the Panthers. And B, that he probably has final say on his Instagram posts.
Yeah, I just want some more themes, and I want more of him.
More themes.
Yeah, different themes than him hating the Panthers.
What do you want him to do?
Well, I want more other than just like the regular workouts, which I'm fine with. I want some more throwing ones. That's what I want to see. He's got a couple of those, but I would like to see more of those.
I want him to. So I don't know if I really don't know this, if he's going to be on the Monday morning thing, the quarterback with Greg Hill show. Like normally we know the quarterback usually is. So, but if he is, a prerequisite has to start leading him down to being bitter toward the Panthers, though. At least like one thing, because you know he'll go down that road.
Oh, in a second.
Yeah, which
and I don't blame him for being pissed at the Panthers. They completely screwed the guy over for a number of reasons. One of which is the fact that they said he wanted a trade when he didn't. So instead of just releasing him earlier and him having maybe more of a market to go out there, they screwed him over because they're like, oh, well, Cam and the organization has agreed to a trade. And Cam called him out right when it happened on Instagram. He said,
he's bitter.
Yeah, he's like, I never asked for a trade. So it kind of screwed him over. And meanwhile, they're bringing in Teddy Bridgewater right underneath his nose when he doesn't know they're going to get rid of him.
Yes. Again, C, another obvious thing. Yes.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I understand why he's mad, and I understand why he's still pissed at the Carolina Panthers, but I just wish we could move on from that in this Instagram stuff. It's every time he posts something,
but you
he
has were to make a reference when did to you the see Panthers. That? When did you see that Instagram post last night?
I saw it this morning.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did you immediately do, like, 350-yard dashes?
No, right when it
started. I would imagine you have to do four to get back to the exact spot that you started. So.
No, right when it started, I thought to myself, Rob, oh, this is starting off like every other post we've seen recently from Cam Newton in terms of what he's talking about. I get it. Okay, we know.
You think people are sick of him? Like
no, I don't think people are sick of him. I'm just saying that I'm at the point now where I want him to move on from this whole thing with the Panthers. I get that that hatred's always going to be there. But let's talk more about we're going north. So maybe the end of that where he says we're going north, maybe that pivots forward to what his Instagram posts are going to be now.
No, I think the next one is like, we're going north, but, you know, by the way, we're going to make a quick stop at south of the border. We're going to buy some fireworks at South Carolina, North Carolina line.
There you go.
And soak this in a little bit longer. I don't think he's moving on from it. No, not at all. But like I said before the break, and if you want to weigh in before we hit media stars here, 617-779-7937. Is that one of the fascinating things to me is how Tom Brady is like, he is going to be, we're going to view Tom Brady in the same light we viewed Tom Brady last year and for all the years before, but it's going to take a little bit. Right now, we're picking at Tom Brady's scabs, right? Where whether it's the TB12 stuff, whether it's the FDR quote, whatever it is, it's easy to pick at Tom Brady, and it's making easy even easier when you have Cam Newton. It was a little more difficult when you had Jarrett Stidham. Now you have Cam Newton. So Cam Newton is winning the offseason war with Tom Brady, which you would never think that that would be. Like, it was always Tom Brady versus Belichick. But once Bill Belichick got Cam Newton, two guys won. You had Bill Belichick winning. You had Cam Newton winning. And all of a sudden, what we were left to, because I went back and checked Tom Brady's Instagram. He hasn't posted really very much at all, where you had the wave of him sweating in orange all over the place. But you would agree, like, they are winning over Tom Brady. Tom Brady's perception right now is probably the lowest it's ever been around here, certainly. And I'm not just because of the Buccaneers thing. It's because it's easier to pick apart the Tom Brady stuff if you have Cam Newton and Tom Brady's not playing for the Patriots.
Well, to your point, the Cam Newton situation changed a lot of things, because if we were just entering the 2020 NFL season, and I know that Lamar Jackson's coming off an MVP year and Pat Mahomes just won his first Super Bowl and he signed that massive contract and Dak Prescott's looking for a deal. There's other storylines around the NFL, but the biggest storyline nationally entering the 2020 season was without question
Tom Brady.
What is Tom Brady going to do in Tampa without Bill Belichick? Now, the Patriots were still somewhat interesting, but it's like, oh, they're going with this fourth round pick. Jarrett Stidham's the quarterback. So without question, the number one storyline of the NFL was Tampa and Tom. And it wasn't even, if you compare them with the Patriots are way down the list.
And he embraced that.
Right.
You know, he's like, oops, I broke into someone's house. I worked out at a park and the mayor called me out. Oh, I'm sorry, everybody. I'm working out with the fellas, even though, like, everyone's telling me not to. Oh, by the way, did everyone see my TB12 bottle? Oh, here's a quote. Yeah. Just let's power through this COVID-19 thing. You know, so what you're saying, he embraced that all the way up until really when he made the little comment about I'll always be your favorite to Julian Edelman on the Cam Newton post, and now he's sort of like gone away.
Well, and so now when you look at it, when you say what's the more intriguing storyline nationally, I believe most people would say Cam Newton on the Patriots is more intriguing than Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. And even if you went with the Tom Brady angle with the Buccaneers, it's still a relevant question either way, no matter what side you're on it. And before this, that wasn't a question whatsoever. So that's the first way. And then the second way, in terms of the divorce, so to speak, that the Patriots, even in the short term, could get the edge over Tom Brady and the Buccaneers is, remember, one of the things Brady had an issue with, and I don't have to say remember because everybody knows, is the weapons here. I think he made that abundantly clear, right? Most miserable 8-0 quarterback. So what happens if Cam Newton comes in here and this Patriots team wins the division again and Harry takes a step forward and Sanu plays well, and I get Sanu was injured for most of
Devin Asiasi is better than Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, according to Wiggy, that will be the case.
I believe it to be true.
But James White has a similar season to what he had, and it seems like there's a good camaraderie around the team. That will look bad for Brady. And that's something that wasn't going to be a discussion 2 weeks ago before Cam Newton became a member of this
team. It's human nature. It's human nature. Brady can say, I hope the best. No, he doesn't. It's much like when Jimmy Garoppolo got drafted. It's human nature for Tom Brady to be a little pissed off, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's human nature for him to say he's going to get out there and now do double sessions out of the Tampa Park with his 17 Buccaneer friends. He's going to be more driven than ever. But why he's doing that, we're going to get this wave of Cam Newton working out and sweating and hitting the incline on the treadmill and everything else to really push aside anything Tom Brady does, at least in this area.
Right, because I think even for Patriots fans that were looking at it as the Bill versus Tom aspect and were intrigued by what Tom was going to do in Tampa Bay, obviously we're still going to watch his games, every game that he plays next year. But in terms of the offseason leading up to that, a lot of the Patriots fans, in fact, most of the Patriots fans, the attention is going to be guided towards Cam Newton. And how does Cam Newton look in this offense? What is Belichick and McDaniels going to do for Cam Newton in this offense? Hey, how is Cam Newton going to handle the media? What's going to go on with the celebrations with Cam Newton? Will he dial it back? So now all the interest and now all the questions and everything you're looking forward to in the season is now back towards the Patriots rather than looking over to Tampa and seeing what Tom Brady's doing.
All right, we're going to get more into this. I also, after the media stars, we haven't talked about this for 2 seconds. But I was driving around last night, and one of the hosts, I don't even know who it was. It was a national show. And they said that Kevin Durant, they would take Kevin Durant a million times over Larry Bird. And I know that has nothing to do with Cam Newton or baseball or media stars or anything. But I'm just setting the stage for me going on an epic rant in the 12 o'clock hour. But right now, we're going to brace ourselves for media stars. That's coming up right after this break.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to Rob Bradford on WEEI.
I wrote this song just looking at you. Oh, oh. Yeah, the drums, they swing low. And the trumpets, they go.
Everyone's favorite time of the week.
Phase A, right?
Because we're only a few hours into the week, technically. But
true.
There you go. Brian Barrett's his adrenaline's pumping because he just experienced media stars for the first time last week, and now he could talk about all week long. Who's going to get it this week? You will get it one day. All the great
talents. That's what keeps me going.
I mean, I don't know how you're going to get it, but it's going to happen.
I'm going to start posting stuff like Cam Newton until I get it. You know what I mean?
If you post three times on Twitter in 1 week, you're in the mix.
All right. I'm at one because I posted this morning.
Oh, you did?
So I got a couple more.
What
to
did
go.
You post this morning? Wow. Maybe some time for another dramatic reading.
I posted about this Joe Johnson crap. Have you seen this? He's playing in the basketball tournament.
Yeah.
And everyone's going nuts on Twitter last night. ESPN's tweeting out how, Joe Johnson's going to be getting buckets until like he's 60. This is a guy that made well over $100 million, a 7-time NBA All-Star. He's playing in the basketball tournament. A bunch of guys that couldn't make it to the NBA and either play overseas or they don't play professionally. And he's putting up, he had like 35 yesterday. And people are going nuts on Twitter. Well, of course he's going to dominate the basketball tournament. Mm. There's no NBA players in there. What are we doing here?
Former Celtic Joe Johnson. We'll get more to that later. But first, this is a priority. Media star time. Trumpets, please. All right. Spoiler alert. First two are going to be basketball centric. All right. First one. Number three media star was our good friend, speaking of former Celtics, Kendrick Perkins.
Look, do you want to hoop or not? I don't hear none of the other contenders complain. I don't hear LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard complaining. I don't hear Jason Tatum and Giannis complaining. I don't want to hear all that. To me, this is just an excuse. They get knocked out. This is going to be an excuse because their superstar was halfway in. His mental wasn't there. Oh, yeah. I'm complaining. I don't know. I don't like the idea. Man, go down there and hoop. I ain't trying to hear that, man. That's a $1 billion bubble. Check ball like Patrick Beverly say. Check it up.
There you go. Who's better than Perk?
Yeah, Perk's pretty pissed at Embiid.
Who's again? Well, you're the captain obvious today.
Well, I mean, a lot of the other players too. Like his rant, a lot of the other players have been not very happy with the bubble. I don't know if Perk noticed that, but even Jason Tatum said before they went. Remember, he only decided a couple days before, and I understand why. He said he was worried about leaving his kid, who's only 2.5 months old. He was going to leave his mother, etc. But other players have complained about going to the bubble and some of the concerns with the bubble. So I feel like Perk's taking all his anger out on one
whatever
guy.
However Perk wants to take his anger out, congratulations, Kendrick Perkins. One of the highlights of your career. Number 3 media star. Number 2 media star. Trumpets, please. Number 2 media star is to our good friend, a friend of the show, Stephen A. Smith, who said what everyone was thinking.
Here's the reason you gotta be worried. I wanted to hold off on saying this, y'all, but I can't hold it more. Do we really think that our the recreational activities, what these guys are accustomed to, are going to be compromised for 3 months? I mean, somebody's gotta say it. Somebody's got to say it. You really, really think that people are going to be without their wives or their woman? Okay? I mean, the guys that are married without their wives, the guys that ain't married without their woman, you really, really think they honoring a bubble for 3 months and are going to deprive? Somebody got to tell the truth.
I mean, he's not wrong.
No, that is one of the things you got to factor in.
I mean, we talk about, by the way, can Stephen A. Smith play for the Red Sox? We need a good quote in there. Can we get Stephen A. Smith on a Zoom call after one of these intra-squad games? It'd be good. What? It's good. Like, this is how you win a media star.
Well, they should check back. Is he going to the bubble? That's what I need to know.
No, he's not going to the bubble. Are you kidding me?
He could be.
He could be. Who is going to the bubble? Like, I remember Brian Windhorst said he wasn't going.
There's some reporters already there. ESPN.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had Greg Hill's show had on Carolyn Mano, who used to work in this market, and she's down there reporting for CNN. I mean, there's reporters down there. It costs $550 a day to get your box lunch and your COVID test, but there are obviously reporters.
Marv Albert already dropped out because of his age, but TNT is going to have their broadcast team there. ESPN's going to have their guys there, but I want to see if Stephen A. Smith's there because he's the one that said, how are guys going to be able to deal with this in the bubble?
But
he may be in the bubble.
He's
like their number one guy. Like on SportsCenter after these NBA playoff games, they don't go to an analyst. They go to Stephen A.
But why would Stephen A. Smith go to the bubble?
He's dialed into the NBA, man. He's got a lot of connections.
You can't. So what? What do you call people on the phone? You get people on Zoom. Your connections aren't like sidling up to people in the bleachers anymore.
They already paid that guy a ton of money. They could wear him out at the bubble, do a hit like every hour. He does his First Take show, then he's on SportsCenter, then he's on later on.
By when you say wear him out in the bubble, you mean kill him. Potentially kill him.
Like, well,
they paid him a ton of money. You can wear him out in the bubble.
Okay, well, Mike Breen's going to be there calling the games. I mean, other people are going to be there as well. So I don't understand why Stephen A. Smith, like why it would be so outrageous for them to ask him to go to the bubble if other people are going there, and he's their biggest guy. He's their biggest star.
I understand that, but it doesn't matter. All bets are off.
I'll bet you that Stephen A. goes.
I bet you he does not.
Okay.
And if he does go, then we know what the frustration is.
That's what I'm saying.
He's already
I want him to weigh in.
I was going to say planting the seed, but whatever. He's already laying the tracks.
Yeah, I want him to weigh in.
Yeah. All right, congratulations, Stephen A. Smith. Another highlight of your career. Excellent job. And the number one media star is I couldn't help it. It wasn't really one I wanted to do, to be honest with you, but there's no way around it. Number one media star, horns, please. Number one media star is a guy who we've already talked about a little bit. I know that you've dabbled in the conversation. It's Cam Newton. I
mean, it's over with for him. He ain't the same player.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I adore it. I admire it. I want to taste it. I want everything about it. You know what I'm saying? Because, I ain't never seen that me. Waking up energized after a hard day, like, shit, what's next? We going to Charlotte? I said, no, son. We're going north.
I mean, you would agree. He's the number one media star, right?
No doubt. I love the part where he said that, oh, he's not the same player anymore, and he just says, and he walks away. He makes that face. It's classic.
I mean, he does play. That's the thing about these. It's not just like, hey, everybody, it's Cam Newton here. I'm going north. And then running away. No, like he plays into this. And that's after presumably doing like a 3-mile run.
Or whatever he was doing. I mean, obviously these workouts are intense. Because he's always like dripping sweat.
He's like, it looks like he's like along the river or something.
It was almost a Mike Tyson promo.
I want to taste it.
It was. Again, it's like, how no one's doing this on TikTok? I have no idea. How Brian Barrett's not doing this on TikTok?
How about
no
you, Rob?
Did you make an account yet or what?
No. It's on my to-do list. This one is going to be the one that could put me over the top. This one is made for TikTok, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, you're saying that.
Hey, Rob.
No, I'm not.
Rob, one thing I just thought about with these workouts is if you think about the way that Cam Newton works out, it's obviously nowhere similar to Tom Brady, the pliability. One thing that Bill Belichick's got to feel really good about is nobody around Cam Newton is going to go question other players on the team in terms of their workout habits. And they said, hey, Tom's trainer told me that I shouldn't do squats. Oh. Or Tom's trainer told me I shouldn't do bench presses. Because clearly Cam Newton, he fits right in with what Belichick wants
to
do in the workout.
That's
program.
A whole, you know, and that's to go to the Brady stuff. I mean, we're reflecting on the Brady era and where nobody really wanted to go down the road of criticizing him or anything like that. But even bringing that up, We have to remember, like, this was a weird time with Tom Brady.
No, it sure was. I just bring it up because it's
I know
Belichick's not going to have to deal with Cam and his.
Like, I'm trying to bring it back so you can rip Tom Brady.
No, it's not even about Tom Brady. It's just the fact that Belichick, for all these years, I mean, think about how that must have been for him when he's coaching a team and the trainer's telling guys on the team they shouldn't be doing these workouts, and now he's got a guy in Cam Newton that's like. He works out like he's a linebacker, and maybe that could be to his detriment. Maybe he's got to ease up on some of the weights. Maybe he gets too tight. Maybe hopefully he's getting stretched out after. Maybe he's got somebody to
So what you're saying now is that before the problem was Alex Guerrero running off the field with Julian Edelman at halftime and Belichick, like, what's this guy doing running off the field instead of our trainers? Now the problem is going to be, why is this videographer running off the field with Cam Newton every step of the way? Like, we do not need this Instagram director, like, on the sidelines running to the locker room with
he's
us.
He's, like, in the middle of the game. Hey, he goes up to Bill. Hey, Bill, can you talk to Cam? We need a shot of you and Cam. He's coaching I'm trying to coach the team
here. Say we're going north. Please, Bill, just say it one time. We're going north. All right. Those are the media stars. Excellent job once again by everyone involved in media stars. Brian, James, excellent job. Good job. Brian Barrett, what's your middle name again? Frederick?
Michael.
Frederick. Brian, Michael, there you go.
The second.
Yes. That's right. No, not the second.
Not a junior.
I don't want you to. All right, we got a lot to get to in this last hour of me anyway. I'm Rob Bradford, 617-779-7937. Please just make me a happy man, okay, Brian? Make me a happy man, and just be patient when we come back. And I know it's not timely, but it's always a good conversation. I got so mad in my car last night when this guy for, what was his name again? From CBS Radio.
Oh, look at this guy.
Obviously a member of the Radio.com family. But he said that Kevin Durant he would take Kevin Durant any day of the week over Larry Bird. They were doing the top 10 lists. Someone tell me why I shouldn't lose my mind over this. It's such a dumb, asinine statement. I'll really break it down after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.